AB about billions. You got your ass whooped. And you made us look bad, man. Come on, this for the hood, man. You set Negroes back about 15, 20 years, man, with that bullshit, man. You got your ass whooped. Like, you could at least came on with some class at the end of the joint. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, man, yeah, you know, I lost. I'll take this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you calling the niggas frauds and all this, and motherfuckers hating on you, and you know what I'm saying? And they wanted to set up, another fight and all that shit. Like, man, that ain't got nothing to do with this, though, man. Like, this, like, honestly, I think from the judging from what I was hearing, it seemed like a lot of motherfuckers was. It seemed like a lot of people was for Adrian Broner. Like, a lot of people was for him to win. Like, to win this joint and then step up and then, you know, hopefully get a Floyd fight. Like, that's what it was. I really don't think that this was like a situation where, you know, when this fight first started, I didn't really believe it. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, is this real? Like, really, is AB really about to fight Pacquiao? Like, you know, damn well, you know what I'm saying? That's how I was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, damn well, he's not about to win this fight. You know, like, I couldn't even believe the people. I couldn't even believe the people who were saying that he was going to win. Like, it was so many people. Nobody wanted to bet no money. Not so many people wanted to bet no money, but everybody was for AB. They was like, he was. When I said AB might get knocked out, man, motherfuckers looked at me like I was crazy, man. Motherfuckers looked at me like I was crazy, dude. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, bruh. AB, man. He didn't even throw no punches for real. Like, I mean, he dinged them a few times, like, but all of the punches that he was catching Pacquiao, it was like the punches were more so like you could tell that, like, you only got that punch off because, you know, he made a little mistake. Like, he like they were saying, and for the rounds they were like, for Pacquiao, don't get too greedy, meaning like don't see you hitting once and then try to go in and attack and end up getting yourself knocked out. They say don't be greedy. Now, you could tell when he got big shots, it was, you know, when he was being greedy, like he was trying to hurry up, and, you know, that's how it is. Like, you know, everybody don't go for the knockout. Like, some people fight for the sport to entertain the fans, and some people fight to, you know, take care of their life and make sure that they safe, you know what I'm saying, and still make the money. Get paid for either one, you know what I'm saying? So, kind of like what Mayweather is. Mayweather not about to go out here and give you no slugfest, end up losing, you know what I'm saying, hurt his shit. Nah, he about to go out there and win, you know, using the sport of boxing like he's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not really his fault that, you know, he's not a slugger, or he's not, you know, a 200-pound boxer that can, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, AB, all this shit you was talking, and then, like, my whole thing is the ending is like the worst thing. Like, you go and you immediately start this, you loud as shit, loud and wrong. Oh, motherfuckers, you know, y'all know I beat that boy. Huh? How? How the fuck did you win? Like you. The card, he only had like one round that they gave him on the card. So, like, this was a clear-cut win, you know, before even, like, maybe round eight, it was already a clear-cut win on the card for Pacquiao. So, it was like, how could you say that? Like, you look delusional. You look like a delusional black dude. Then you got the nerd to say, oh, this for the hood, all that bullshit. Shout out to the hood. Man, whatever, man. You was trying to get your life back in order with this boxing shit. And it's sad that, you know, like my OG said, man, his career might have ended tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know. Whether you heard the dude in the beginning, if you watched the full fight, the dude said it. He was like, whichever one of these lose, man, it's going to be awful hard for them to get back into. Now, of course, he'll have a better chance. You know, AB ain't number, 31? So he may not, he got time. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Pacquiao being 40, yeah, if he would have lost, you know, it probably would have been over for him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even with coming off win, you know, this is another big stage fight that we promoted up for you, and then you didn't show up, you know, well, on AB's end. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, this is a wild. I just want y'all to hear. I want y'all to hear how AB. I want you to hear this. Okay, Soldier Boy. I apologize. I couldn't even find the audio for the. It ain't out yet. When it gets out, I will be playing it. Like I said, all you need is some support from the media. Like I said, the media jump behind anything that's, you know what I'm saying? Like right now, if you're on a rampage, you know, like basically kind of like taking the 6ix9ine brain. But I really don't think that's what he's just trying to do. I do think he's trying to spark controversy, but I don't think that's what he's trying to do, because that's like basically. I believe the people that he's saying this shit, that he's, you know, saying this shit to, I believe, you know, he has a case for what he's saying. What's his name? 669 was kind of like targeting gangster niggas. He's just saying big, like, Soulja Boy just kind of like saying big names, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like, I'm happy for him, man. You know, like I said, I always felt like he didn't really have like too much family, and, you know, niggas that fuck with him. So I just pray that he stays safe. You know, Soulja Boy ain't over here. You know what I'm saying? That headband was dirty. You know what I'm saying? But the video, man, the video was sweet. all the stuff, loving all the facts that's coming out, you know, showing, exposing this Drake motherfucker for more and more what we already know, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, he's making money. That's what's up, man. He just, you know, he got a record label. And some of you artists, I know a lot of artists probably won't want to reach out to him or nothing because you're probably worried about, you know, the look. Because, you know, when you start fucking with Soulja Boy, that's going to kind of like make you look like, man, you'll fuck with anybody that got the glow. So it's going to be hard for certain real niggas to reach out to him. But, hey, I think you should go ahead and do your thing because you never know what happened. Like I said, he don't really have no niggas, but every time I feel like when Soulja Boy really be with niggas, like when you see a video and you see him around people, like I don't really feel like none of those people fuck with him. Like it just seem like. Like now the initial guys, you know, dudes you remember, like the A-Rab or you know, a few of the other dudes that, you know, used to be around a lot that you would see a lot, never really see the same people with them, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of show you something because, you know, good people is kind of like hard to find. So, you know, if they good people, you won't see them again, you know what I'm saying? You won't see them again. Or like, it literally be looking like, I don't want to say paying for friends, but just basically bringing niggas around to be like, man, I got niggas that fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like all this Boston Kyrie shit and all this wild shit, like moving from there, like still to this day, you haven't got a single person to say that he was actually from any of those places that he was saying, like. You know, so all this Compton shit, like, and that's my hood. Like, nobody, we don't know that shit. Like, nobody, you know what I'm saying? So I think he kind of, like, searching for that. But, man, hey, like I said, I'm happy for him. Happy for him to come up. You know, sales is up 78%. So I know that's some money. That's, you know, and that's, like, it's old shit. You know what I'm saying? So then when he probably need to go ahead and pop the album out, man. Like, with this blight, one thing about it, when niggas is on you when niggas is on you, like, quick, you know, quick fast for some, you know, for shit like this, it's hard to keep that light. So it's like, he got one corny ass thing to do, and it's a wrap. Like, that shit gonna go right back to the same. So as I said, you know it's fucking coming. I said, man, I didn't even see the Everyday Struggle show. I seen a clip, and I ain't gonna lie, I like how Soulja Boy was handling, like, when DJ Academics was, like, clearly trying to, like, what he was talking about was corny, but it's like, Academics, man, you a bitch yourself, like, you know that, like, he's like, what? You know, at least, like, with white people, like, if they some bitch-ass niggas, they'll stay in a bitch-ass nigga place. Like, they're not gonna try. Like, bro, why would you wave the gun in the air? Like, you knew you wasn't gonna bust shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't say shit like that. Like, they'll keep it on aware of what, you know what I'm saying? Like Academics always try to sneak this Curry for real. Like, I'm glad he went off on them niggas and, like, you know, did what he did, man, because that shit was... I hate to see that, man. Like, if you a sucker, stay in a sucker place, man. Don't try to be on no big dog shit, you know what I'm saying? Then when a nigga bark at you, you like, oh, I'm just a radio guy, man. Don't beat me up. Like what, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to use that card when it's, you know what I'm saying, when it's trying to make it beneficial for yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, I supported that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man. Check him out, man. Soulja Boy. Hey, AB Laws. I'm gonna do a part two of this because I'm gonna do a part two of the AB because I want to get it out. Like I hate that. Like his post game interview, that was him trying to make a meme for it. He was trying to make the IG clip. You know what You know what I'm saying? Like off bucks as soon as he. if you can't make it nowhere else, shit, fuck it. At least you can make a nice IG clip that all the media blog sites and everything is gonna post. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I think that shit was. And then like the way he tried make it seem like shit is for the people. Like I really think, man, this time niggas was on your side, man. Like a lot of people was. It was a lot of people at that fight for you to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of people that probably could have been like, fuck this Joe. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot, and I think majority of them, 90% of them people, bro, was for AB, bro. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? The rich stick with the rich. You know what I'm saying? So, he played himself, man. He came out here and didn't throw no punches, man. But we'll get part of y'all. I want y'all. You get on YouTube. It ain't, like I said, it ain't up there yet, but you gotta hear this nigga post game interview. This is ridiculous. He sounds so obnoxious and retarded.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.